Grant, one more thing. Mm-hmm. If there was a vacancy, if Elaine Howell were to leave, an incumbent chief deputy would take over. So I think that it alleviates concerns about not interviewing that person.
Okay.
That might add some value.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm yeah, okay. I'll share that in the open session.
Yeah, I'm okay with
it. Okay, great. Good. Okay.
No,
I'm sure. Yeah. Is that in the law?
In the law.
Okay.
Well, it must be until an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's not an automatic appointment.
It's until the 85-43-45.
For the California State Auditor. Every 4 years, this committee is required to nominate 3 qualified candidates to forward to the governor for the appointment of the California State Auditor. It has also been the longstanding practice of this committee to recommend, by a majority vote of each house of the committee, one of the 3 candidates for the governor to appoint to the position of the California State Auditor. Before we go any further, we'd like to see if there are any comments from the committee. Seeing none at this time, are there any members of the public who would like to make any comments regarding the appointment? And before we go any further, let's take roll call.
Assemblymember Marzucci?
Here.
Marzucci here. Acosta?
Here.
Baker?
Here.
Nazarian? Obernolte?
Here.
Rubio?
Here.
Wood?
Here.
Senator Roth?
Here.
Atkins?
Bell,
Canella,
here.
Fuller,
here.
Lara, Mendoza.
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum. Are there any comments from the public? Please come forward.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Tracy Stevens. I'm here on behalf of Elaine Howell in strong support of her reappointment. I've known Elaine for over 25 years in both a personal and professional capacity, and I just can't say enough nice things about Elaine. I'd like to highlight 3 prestigious awards and accomplishments that she has received over the years, in case this has not come out in your committee. In 2012, she was named Public Official of the Year from Governing Magazine. 2013, she was the president of the National State Auditors Association. And in 2016, she received the most prestigious award called the Wilson Snodgrass Award from the National State Auditors. Elaine has had an illustrious career for over 33 years. She is objective, hardworking, completely fair and honest, and she has my complete support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And going forward, please limit your comments to 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. My name is Ken Barnes. I'm here in support of Katrina Salazar for state auditor. I've had the pleasure of knowing her for some time. We are both classmates in grad school. And when I was appointed president of a technology company a few years back, she was my absolute first call. And the reason why is I've had an opportunity as a management consultant here in Sacramento and New York and Beijing to work with a number of incredible minds. And she's unquestionably the best financial mind I've ever encountered in my entire life in the business world. I trust her explicitly, and what I love about her most is I often call her a tenacious bulldog. She will say anything to anybody in any room, in any board meeting, and doesn't care if you're offended by it. And you need that when you're in a boardroom, because you need people to push back. You need people that won't play with the numbers at the edges, and that when you are with your investors, that you know that you're putting forth a true numbers. And beyond that, what I would really like to say about Katrina is that she sees beyond numbers. There's a lot of people you can train to do accounting. You can train persons to read numbers. You can't train them to have a strategic mind, the ability to see that maybe there's something else going on that's just not showing here. Maybe it's a performance audit that goes beyond the numbers, and she's able to do that. And so I highly recommend her, just as I did when she won the CFO of the Year Award last year, because I believe she really is the best chief financial mind. Additionally, Mr. Chairman, I have a letter from the Alumni Association of our university that I'd like to submit if I could.
Please, if you can give it to the sergeants.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Iqbal Bedwals, and I came all dressed up yesterday, hoping that this meeting is going to take place yesterday. But so I was in an off sort. I work for the California Department of Education. I am a CPA, and I've known Mary Koshmashrob since 1998. We have worked as an auditors together, and after leaving State Controller's Office, we have also worked as a community of practice where we have discussed the various ethics issues and the accumulations of various accounting boards. And I vouch for her honesty, for her professionalism, and for her integrity. I am very honored that I have a few friends supporting me in recommending Mary Koshmashrob for this position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and the committee members. My name is Yatin Solanki. I've known Mary Koshmashrob for over 7 years. I'm excited to see that you've chosen one of the prime candidates for this position based on her background and experience. Having worked under her leadership, she demonstrated her coaching and mentoring skills to motivate her team to achieve the mission of the audit office. She operated at a very high level of integrity. Her interactions were always professional. And as a chief auditor, she valued the organization's independence. Being an industrial leader, she has never failed to deliver. Her morality has always allowed her to identify the right path and followed it. As a chief auditor, she facilitated and established trust with the internal and external stakeholders, built confidence with them, and allowed them to talk freely. And through her conduct, they would know that she would act upon it. She fosters an environment where stewardship of public trust is a standard. A final point I want to make is that if you want a state auditor that represents the interests of the citizens of California, and who will serve you, someone who will uphold the state's constitution and fulfill the mission of the state auditor's office by promoting efficiency and effective management of public funds and providing the citizens and the state independence, objectivity, and accuracy, and timely evaluation. She's Mary Koshmashrob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Kim Eldridge, and my partner here is Noemi Mora Beltran. Anyway, we're from Yolo County. We work currently with Mary now. We just wanted you to know that we've worked with her for 2.5 years, and she has brought more assurance and audit standards and requirements to our county. Her knowledge and experience, especially at the state level, has provided guidance to our county departments, JPAs, and other special districts. With her background, experience, and knowledge of the state and local government, we feel
that she will be a great state auditor, And she will not only bring a lot of experience from the local and the state level, but she will bring also honesty and a lot of ethics to the state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Karen Grindle, and I met Mary Kaschmarschraub through the internship program of Yolo County. She was not only my mentor, but I consider her a friend. Working with her, I learned that she was determined and assertive, efficient, and principled. She leads by example, and her devotion to her work is admirable. If I were to describe Mary in one word, that word would be integrity. Integrity has been defined as doing the right thing at all times and all circumstances, even if no one is watching. But it could also be more difficult when you are being watched, particularly by others who may try to influence your decisions. Integrity takes having the courage to do the right thing, no matter what the consequences will be. Mary has that courage to stand for what is right, even in the face of adversity. Independence of mind and independence in appearance are qualities that are utmost important to Mary. It is her innate sense of right and wrong that drives her determination to remain free from outside influence in order to perform her duties and to best serve the public interests. We live in a world where ethics, honesty, and integrity aren't talked about nearly enough. The state auditor must be someone who is objective and nonpartisan, who embraces accountability and transparency, someone who exemplifies the highest standards of ethics and holds her staff to the same high standards. Mary is that person. She is the epitome of character, competence, professionalism, and yes, integrity. And I urge you to consider her for the state auditor position. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Julie Barga. I'm a senior deputy county counsel for Yolo County, and I would echo the sentiments made by everybody who's already talked about Mary. I have had the privilege of working with her now closely on an audit issue that has been difficult, as probably doesn't even begin to describe, but her perseverance, her diligence, her level of responsiveness and her attention to detail have been bar none, just off the charts. I've been so impressed by her, everything that she has done. I think the one thing that strikes me the most is that she doesn't just look at what's in front of her, but she goes beyond. She asks the important questions to get the job done. And I think that that's something that's important in any position, but especially for this one. The gentleman before me talked about really looking out for the citizens of the state. She does that. And I think that is truly a mark of a very special person. She is a phenomenal asset to Yolo County and will be sorely missed, but I'm so thrilled for her to have this opportunity and would encourage you to give a very strong consideration. She would be a remarkable asset to your team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Harn. Through the State Association of County Auditors, I have had some dealings with Mary Kay. I believe she's an extremely competent, well-trained, ethical auditor. Be that as it may, I believe currently we have the best state audit shop in the United States of America. I'm very confident in Elaine Howell, and I recommend strongly, and I hope you reappoint or you recommend the governor reappoint Elaine Howell as the state auditor. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Emeka Okemiri. I'm here to support Mary Kay. I've known Mary for about 4 years now. One thing I can say about her is she's someone that is very fearless, competent, somebody you can trust, somebody that cares, somebody that can protect the state properties. I'm a CPA myself, and I've worked for her, so I really recommend her. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Petraea Marchand. I'm the executive director of the Yolo Habitat Conservancy. I wanted to
echo the statements of previous speakers and support Mary Kolschmashrov for the position of state auditor. From my perspective, having worked in local government for a long time, there's two things that really makes an individual stand out in the auditing field. One is excelling at their profession, and the other is a true passion for improving government efficiency and accountability. And Mary has both of those in spades. She has significantly improved the oversight of local government agencies in Yolo County. I have no doubt she'd be able to replicate that at a higher level as well. So I would like to echo the support of other speakers in support of Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Brady Livingston, and I've had the pleasure of knowing Mary Kolschmashrov for about 6 to 7 years now, and I've known her in many different capacities, and I definitely recommend her for the California State Auditor position based on her integrity, like many other people have said, but also because personally she's been a fantastic influence in my life and for many different reasons. She's got a strong work ethic, and I think that she'd be great at going after corruption and misconduct. And I think that she'd also provide the department a great source of morale, and because she's always contributed to increasing morale and just making sure that people trust her. She has a very diverse group of friends and coworkers and whatnot, and I very much so support this candidate. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further public comments? Seeing none. As we all know, the California State Auditor position is an extremely important position. It is a leadership position for the state, someone that requires passion, rigor, integrity, trust. And so we've had a very long but very fruitful discussion here today. I'd like to open the hearing to the committee members for any motions or any comments.
Mr. Chair, a motion. I move that we forward the names of three qualified candidates to the governor for consideration for appointment as the state auditor, specifically Elaine Howell, Mary Kolschmashrov, and Chief Deputy Auditor Doug Cordoner.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Assemblymember Marasucci?
Aye.
Marasucci, aye. Acosta?
Aye.
Acosta, aye. Baker?
Aye.
Baker, aye. Nazarian?
Aye.
Nazarian, aye. Obernolte?
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Wood? Wood, aye. Senator Roth?
Aye.
Aye. Senator Atkins?
Aye.
Aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Lara? Mendoza?
All right. That motion passes.
Mr. Chair, I further move that we find Elaine Howell to be the most qualified of the applicants, and that we further recommend that she be reappointed to the state auditor position for the state of California.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Assemblymember Marasucci?
Aye.
Marasucci, aye. Acosta?
Aye.
Acosta, aye. Baker?
Aye.
Baker, aye. Nazarian?
Aye.
Nazarian, aye. Obernolte?
Aye.
Obernolte, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Wood?
Aye.
Wood, aye. Senator Roth?
Aye.
Senator Roth, aye. Atkins?
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Fuller?
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Lara? Mendoza?
Thank you very much. We'd like to thank all of the candidates who applied for this very important position. Members of the committee, we will be circulating a letter for your signature that reflects today's actions. That letter will be sent to the governor's office as soon as we get all the signatures. Thank you to all for coming out today. We are now adjourning the hearing.